guys, it's Stacey here from Brazen Profit Lab. Welcome to day two, module two of Blog Your Brand Pro, the blogging course for brands that mean business. Now, in today's module, I am going to show you how to use one of my favorite tools, BuzzSumo. Now, with your content marketing keyword list that you created in the last module and BuzzSumo, you are going to be able to find out what type of content is doing really, really well in your industry and in your niche. More importantly, you're going to be able to find out which pieces of content that your competitors are putting out that you can take and recreate so that you get a little bit of some of that traffic that they're also getting from creating that content. Let's dive in and make sure you stay on to the end of the module, as that's when I'll be setting today's challenge. Speak soon. Hi guys, it's Stacey from Brazen Profit Lab. Welcome to day two, module two of Blog Your Brand Pro, the blogging course for brands that mean business. Now, in today's module, we are going to be doing some competitive analysis, which means we're going to be looking at your top competitors and analyzing their presence online, from their blogs to their online stores and their social media presence. We're going to be doing a bit of a deep dive into how they're showing up online so that you can start identifying some trends, strengths, their weaknesses, some opportunities for yourself, and which platforms are really doing well when it comes to marketing your content and, of course, your products on the social web. Now, let me just quickly give you an overview of how we're going to go through this module, because there is going to be some backwards and forwards. It is a process that can be time consuming. That's why I'm going to suggest that you limit it to your top 10 competitors. And I'm also going to add a little caveat here and say I would split that between 5 household names, so big brands that already have your ideal customer and sell a similar type of product to you, and smaller brands, people who are just coming up on a similar level as you, quite possibly they're, you know, one-man band, solo entrepreneurs, they don't have a big team. Because I think the data and the information and what you find out is going to be very different depending on where a brand is in its business growth. But you really want to get an understanding of the whole market, not just the top end of it or the bottom. So we are going to be doing a few things today. I'm going to share with you a couple of tools and take you through how to use them so you can identify your competitors' top performing content on the different social platforms that they're on. And I'm also going to share with you a couple of organizational resources that I have pre-created. I use them in my own business, but I'm going to be giving you a copy of them so that you don't spend time, you know, creating spreadsheets, when really what you want to do is just find the data, have somewhere to organize it, create it, collate it, so that you can refer back to it from time to time. But what you really want is to get that data, get an overview, and start putting together your strategic plan. So that's what we're going to be doing in today's module. We're going to be using the data and the information that you pulled from day one and start deep diving even further into that data with looking at your competitors and analyzing them on the social web. What you'll probably find is that when you did the task for day one, module one, you wouldn't have been unearthing many physical product brands or your competitors. What you'll be mainly pulling up is authority blogs or publications that have got an online presence or purely online magazines. Now, this is great in that I think you really want to get a broad view of what's going on the web, period, not just what's being put out by physical product sellers. You want to know what info product sellers are putting out, what service product sellers are putting out, because content is being used across the web for all different types of businesses. In fact, physical products, and especially new startup brands, those without a lot of backing, as I said, the one-man band, they don't tend to use content as strategically, as consistently, or as prolifically as people in the info product market and niches do. And there's a reason that info product sellers use content as consistently as they do. It's because it works, it sells, and it is a great way of bringing people into your sales funnel, exposing them to your brand, getting them onto your mailing list, and really enforcing that know, like, and trust factor. So for today, we're going to be looking at your competitors. We're going to be doing some competitive analysis across their social platforms, and we're going to be using all of that data to really narrow down the type of content that you are going to be creating for your brand. So that's the main objective for today's module. So let's dive in. So for the sake of this module, I have put some blogs here from a competitor to the brand that I introduced you to in module one. Now, if you remember, they sold women's graphic bold print dresses in the $60 to $150 price point. Their target audience was women between the ages of 28 and 40 of medium income. A couple of brands that I identified that they would be competing with, I've made a little list of them there, and I've pulled up a few of them for you here so I can take you through this process of what you would actually be doing. So the first one is a brand called Lulu's. Now, as you can see, Lulu's are an online boutique that, they've said it here, they're coveted, curated, collected. In other words, Lulu are selling a variety of brands, a variety of styles. They are not the designer of the bulk of their, they're not the designers of the bulk of their product. They're probably sourcing, wholesaling, etc. But whether you're a maker or whether you wholesale, whether you're buying wholesale, it doesn't really matter. The strategy and the ideas behind content marketing remain the same. So it doesn't really matter how you get your stock. I want you to focus more on the process of coming up with a good content marketing and blogging strategy. So what you can see here is that Lulu have a wide variety of graphic print dresses in a number of styles. They're this sort of medium to low price point product. So it's an affordable price point that people with a reasonable income would find it completely normal to spend this sort of price on clothing, especially if it's a decent product. So what we've got here is Lulu's online store. It's clean, it's fresh, it's modern, it's up to date. They are not really like overloading you with products on per page. So it's good to get an idea of, you know, also how your competitors are also presenting and displaying their products. So the next step you want to do is hop on over to Lulu's blog. And what I really, really love about this blog is that Lulu clearly get content marketing and blogging. And you will see as I take you through the rest of this process just how much they get it and how much they've grown since this brand launched. As you go through Lulu's blog post entries, what you'll find is that Lulu are very much focused on visual content. So their posts are not particularly text heavy. So I'm going to assume that they're not really focusing on SEO for their blog, but on creating very, very shareable content that's going to do well on the social web. So let's have a little look through here and see what types of posts they're putting out. So this is a contest post, fantastic graphic, a nice prize, and there we go, 572 comments. So what we're immediately seeing is that this is an engaged blog. Whether there's a lot of social media shares here or not, there is a lot of engagement and by default a lot of traffic to this blog. So what else have we got here? So we've got a manicure tutorial. So they're focusing on beauty. So what they're focusing on is the peripheral and the other interest of their ideal customer. Let's have a quick jump back over to their website. So the Lulu woman, she is young, she's fashion forward, she's trendy, she's bold. She's not scared to take risks in her style and beauty choices. And you can see that they're reflecting that type of woman in their blog post. So what have we got here? We've got another tutorial that teaches you how to do these really funky nails. So again here, less comments, but I'm going to assume a post like that would do really, really well on Pinterest. Let's just quickly have a look through and get a quick overview of their content. So what are you looking for when you do this process Again, you're looking for the types of content, how it's laid out, how many comments a post is getting. You're looking for word counts. You're looking for the headlines that they're using and the content ideas that they have. I mean, do they align with the types of content you plan to put out for your blog? Are you missing something? What this process is designed to help you do is take the data that you extracted in module one, where you came up with your own content ideas, you used UberSuggest, you used Google's own search engines, and you came up with your content categories. It's designed to help you take your own ideas and this foundation that you've got for your blogging, for your blog categories, topics, and to contrast and compare that with your competitors and what other physical product sellers who are in the fashion and lifestyle area, niches, industry are currently putting out. You want to see their strengths, their weaknesses. You want to identify any opportunities for yourself. You want to see what types of content you have maybe neglected to add to your own content strategy, or prove that you actually had your strategy quite right, because this is what these guys are doing and it's doing really, really well. And the reason I got you to come up with your own ideas first is because I know if you do your competitive analysis first, it can be really, really easy to just plagiarize what your competitors are doing. And why I have absolutely no problem with doing what works, I think it works so much better when you combine it with your own ideas and you combine it with data that is already, with data that proves what you're doing is currently working. So what you should also do at this stage is you've got Lulu's e-commerce store here, their boutique, you've got their blog, and the next step is to pull up all their social media platforms, because you want to see how they're sharing their content, what type of engagement they're getting, what posts are getting the most engagement, how often they're posting. And whilst I want you to make some notes about this in your head, you know, on a notepad, what I will say is that this spreadsheet here is designed to give you a central place to compile all of that data, because once you have all that data in front of you, you will start to see some very clear and definite trends. So here you'll be able to keep a note of the amount of followers they've got on the different platforms, their engagement strategy for the different platforms they're on, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, etc. And you'll also see I've got another sheet here for you where you can do exactly the same thing with their blog post. So here you can make a note of the blog post title, what date it was published, for social media shares, and how many comments it got. As I said, this is going to be a backwards and forwards process between your competitors' blogs, their online boutiques, their social media platforms, and these tools I'm about to introduce you to now. Okay, so let's quickly have a look at Lulu's Facebook page. All right, so they've got 493,000 followers, which immediately makes sense why their contest and giveaways are doing really well. Let's have a little look at their social. I'm going to assume that there is a lot of engagement on this profile, primarily just because they've got such good numbers. So there we go, point proven. 586 people liked this post. Now what you're looking for here is, what are they doing that's doing well? Which posts are getting the most likes, the most comments, the most shares? Okay, so they're doing a lot of outfit posts, matching things together, great, which means that they're introducing their potential customers and social media followers to the different items in their store. So they're doing a lot of giveaways, they've got really great imagery. Interesting. This particular giveaway, you'll see only 21 people like this. You would have thought this would have a more of a response. So their audience are really, really liking their imagery. And what I've also noticed here is that they're posting multiple times a day. So there we go. Straight away, you've got a few ideas that will help inform your own content strategy and your own social media strategy. So the frequency of your social posts, your social sharing, how often are you sharing that content that you create on your blog, on your social platforms? Are you just sharing it when you've immediately pressed publish, or are you sharing that once every other day for the next fortnight? I mean, if you're going to create a post one of the goals for it is to get as much eyeballs in front of it as possible, which means you need to share it regularly and as often as you can across all of your platforms without, you know, spamming your visitors and without becoming a pain and boring people. So you can use different images, different text, but what you really want to do is, you know, test times of day. What time is your audience on these social platforms? When are you getting the most engagement? Because that is the name of the game. It's engagement with your content. If your content isn't getting that engagement, you're not going to be getting the results that you want, which is